Good morning. I'm David Warnock, and welcome to Baltimore's Future. My guest today is Joe Menko, principal of Liberty Elementary School, a winner of the second Baltimore Social Innovation Journal Award. Joe has a really exciting and innovative idea to link his families together with access to computers, broadband internet, and educational software in their homes. Joe, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you so much for having me.
Tell us a little bit about Liberty Elementary and what is it behind great test scores, a great elementary school?
So, you know, I think so much of it is about a team effort. I mean, we have a wonderful set of teachers. The average years of teaching experience in the building is 14. 11 of our 24 teachers are considered model teachers by the district, and we have one of the higher percentages of National Board Certified Teachers in the entire city. A good school is built on a good foundation of strong professionals, and we have great teachers, and they push each other to get better. They learn from one another. That culture of learning amongst the staff is really one of the things that helps propel us and makes it a really good learning environment for our kids.
Talk a little bit about your ideas behind linking all of your families to the internet, but also giving them educational software and giving them the tools that as a family they need to take their game to the next level.
Yeah, so we, we're very fortunate because we have this huge tech infrastructure within the school. And the kids are very familiar with it now because they'll come in and they use their iPads on a daily basis. There's a handful of programs that we have subscribed to for the kids that they can use on a daily basis. And they use in the classroom in order to enhance their math instruction, or there's a application that they use in order to read books that are leveled appropriately to their reading level. And one of the conversations over the past couple years has been, it's great that the kids have these amazing opportunities at school, but what happens when they go home? And a lot of our families don't have access to the internet. They don't have access to computers. And if they do have connections, oftentimes they're slow, you know, modem-based connections where they're not getting the power that they would get in a broadband situation. So one of our goals for this year was to try to find someone who would donate some computers and bundle that with some high-speed internet and try with a pilot group of families to see what how their life would change and how the experience for their students would change academically if they had a computer, broadband internet, and what kind of outcomes we could get for kids.
This is going to be a really exciting project. It'll be very interesting to see not just the results for the kids, but what happens to family members when they can apply for jobs or get access to other resources online.
Yeah, absolutely. So we have 15 families that have signed up for our pilot, and you know that was just limited by the amount of computers that we could get and the amount of money that we could raise to support the purchase of broadband for the year. But we had about 40 families that came to the initial meeting, and we had to raffle off spots. But we have 15 families that were selected, and we're going to be tracking their progress throughout the year to see how much time their kids are spending on the internet, on the specific programs that we purchased for the school, and if it's affecting their classroom performance, especially in math and reading. And hopefully at the end of the year, we'll be able to see some positive gains from this and make a larger argument that technology is going to be really important in the home. And if we can find a way to provide computers and broadband and software to kids in the home, that we can help narrow this technology gap.
Well, thank you for joining me.
Thanks so much.
For more of this interview with this Baltimore Social Innovation Journal winner, visit www.warnockfoundation.org or wypr.org.